Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by Patty Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Real estate with a personal touch, where service doesn't end at 5. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
Here is Yeazer to kick off. Angled this one to his right. Return man left is Damian Singleton. Taken down at the 24-yard line. Good open field tackle made by Mason Faiskus. And a 7-10 coming up here for Toms River North. They trail at 7-0 late first quarter. Mariners will have it from their own 24-yard line trying to answer back.
Only their fourth offensive play from scrimmage, Matt.
It was a long touchdown drive for Southern. Scalfani will change up the formation this time. Keep two backs behind him. Option to the left. He'll have it. Hard runner will get out of bounds and pick up the first down to about the 42-yard line. It'll be a 18. That's tough to defend, Ed, when you have a quarterback who can throw and run like that.
That was the play they featured last week against Lacey, Matt. It was one of the few successful schemes they had, with Scalfani keeping the ball after the fake inside. That end has got to stay wide and key the quarterback on that one.
Fields and LaMonica split the backfield. Singleton, dangerous receiver, slot man off to the right side. Here's Fields. He's got a good burst of speed. Spinning forward, staying on his feet. Gets bumped backwards and then able to turn the legs forward, get into Mariner territory at the 45-yard line. They will spot it, and now a flag will come out.
Some pushing and shoving in the pile, and somebody got called for a personal foul. And usually it's the second guy. The first guy gets away with it, the second guy gets caught.
Couple updates. Mondon and Barnegat in a real big game. Both teams 1-1, tied up at 7-7. And that guy again from Jackson, Mike Basile, another touchdown, this time in the air, 14-0 Brick Memorial over Jackson.
Yeah, Basile from Brick Memorial, not Jackson. By the way, that was a 15-yard face mask penalty on Rams. So the North Mariner drive really now moving into Ram territory.
Clock moving with 15 seconds remaining. Scalfani checks the defense over. Again, splits his backs from the shotgun. Here's the carry for Bass off to the right side, and Bass will work his way forward and get taken down at the 25-yard line. A gain of 5, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter. Southern 7, Toms River North nothing. Since we just took a break a second ago, we'll keep it here in between quarters. Have some time to talk about this one. Very good start here for Southern Regional.
A great drive with the Rams, but you have to like the way the Mariners responded. Good kickoff return, to Scalfani run, a Fields run, a 15-yard penalty, and all of a sudden they're now threatening to score for the first time tonight. Matt mentioned last week on the Lacey game, the Mariners lost their starting center, Nick Silva, to a season-ending injury. He'll require surgery. And that injury occurred during the day. And we talk so much about the cohesiveness of the offensive line. When they lost their center and then had to start moving guys around, it really impacted the rest of the game plan. At least now they've had a week to prepare for that. They've made some adjustments. They've moved some guys around, and I think they feel much better about their offensive line now. Coach Chip LaBarca told both Ed and I before the game, losing your center during the game, it's just something we were not prepared for. He said, look, the Giants have a problem when they lose their center, and that's in the NFL. When it happens to Toms River North, it could be a disaster.
They might have. Ed was going to maybe volunteer for center duty tonight.
No, thank you.
Ed likes that spot.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a skill position guy, man.
Second and 5. Maybe back in the day, Ed. Second and 5. Here is Scalfani handing off up the middle. It was Bass on the carry again. A check at Fields on the carry, excuse me. Gain of just about 3. We'll leave Toms River North with a 3rd down and 2. We're up and running here in the second quarter with a Ram advantage, 7-0 on the scoreboard. Fields will stay in the backfield, go to the right of Scalfani. LaMonica, the big bruiser, more of a fullback type, off to the left. 3 wide receivers into the game, 2 left, 1 right. Fields will get the carry, run way wide, fumble the football, but able to be scooped up by LaMonica. It'll be a loss of about two on the play, back to the 25-yard line, and it will set up a fourth down and five.
It was Zach Amir. Boy, I'll tell you what, he impressed me. I thought for sure Fields would easily get around them, but Amir not only kept them from turning the corner, but he knocked the ball loose. But LaMonica luckily in a good spot to pick it up, and the Mariners will maintain possession.
Middletown South and Howell scoreless after the first quarter. This may be a bit of a surprise. Ocean with a 13-0 lead on Mattawan after the first quarter.
Well, we're going to have a long field goal try by Chris Gouley here. This is going to be about 43 yards. Scalfatti will hold.
And we will call it a 43-yarder sent from the left hash mark. Check the range of Gula. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It is drifting left, but this one looking like it is just off the mark and no good. So Gula, the high-sodded recruit, misses to put North on the board, and Southern Regional will take the football back first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Well, nothing wrong with good snap, good hold. And wind certainly not a factor. We're looking at the flags on the goalpost, really not moving. Had plenty of leg, just wide left. So Southern Regional will go back on offense now with a 7-0 lead here. 10:23 left in the second quarter. Matt, I thought that was a stunner. Ocean over Mattawan, 13-0.
Yep, we'll have some more scores as they continue to come in. Higgins bringing the offense back on, so prolific in that last drive. Man in motion is Gonzalez. He'll take it, sweep this down to the left side, defend it well by Tom's River North. Garrett Kroger on the tackle, first man on the scene. Kroger, one of the defensive ends for Tom's River North. No gain on the play. We'll bring up a second and 10.
Gullah had attempted one other field goal in the Howell game, but the snap was bad, and the hold was bad, and he never got it off. So that was, as you said, Kevin, his first attempt of the year. And it actually really wasn't, I was right on the goal line, it wasn't long enough. It was also a little short as well as being wide. So even if it was right on, it probably would have been underneath the goalpost.
Southern will use a timeout here, their second of the half, to reorganize offensively. We'll step out real quick as well. 9:39 to go. Back right after this quick 30-second timeout with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
We are back here from the home of the Rams, Southern Regional, with a second down and 10 coming up in the second quarter. Southern on top 7-0. Yazor will go in motion. Double handoff. Gonzalez back up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 30. Stays on his feet to the 35. Comes forward to the 37-yard line. Little trickery with Gonzalez again running so hard. First down carry with 9:31 to go in quarter number two.
A couple of scores for you. It is Lakewood over Pinelands 8-7. Jackson Liberty leads Manchester 14-12 in the second quarter.
Ram offense looking to the sideline, getting the play call in from Chuck Donahue. It'll be Gazicki who will line up in the slot this time. Part of a trips formation to the left side. Higgins calling the cadence. Yazor in motion. Yazor will carry off the right side. Yazor will break a tackle the line of scrimmage and work forward as he goes to the far sideline. Picks up about five to the 42-yard line is where they'll spot it. It will leave the Rams with a second and a long five coming up. Tackle by Forlenza.
Let me ask you this, guys. In 2 weeks now, almost six quarters, have you seen Southern run the ball between the tackles other than maybe that touchdown when they were in the goal line?
I can't recall. Everything is that sweep.
Exactly.
And the timing of that is so important with the motion guy and everything, and they really have executed very well.
Another minute has ticked off, 8:15 remaining in the second quarter. Higgins rolling, wants to throw. It will be a little wide of Gazicki and fall incomplete to bring up a third down. It's always, I know, Kevin, you and I are in agreement, tough for a right-handed quarterback to roll left and have to make that throw to the sideline.
Not really set either. His feet are not under him, but
he has been very accurate tonight, however, only missing a couple of passes. Big third down here for the Mariners on defense. I mean, if Southern doesn't make it, they could punt it away and change the field position. So Mariners got to come up big here.
Rams taking a long time in between plays this time around. Third down, a long five. Higgins goes back into a deeper shotgun here, about 5-6 yards back behind the line of scrimmage. Back judge is counting it down. Higgins wanting to throw again, goes over the middle. This one is dropped. Yazor was open and would have had a first down. And if he kept his feet, maybe a touchdown. Instead, we'll set up a fourth down. Well-designed play, but Yazor can't make the catch, and the Rams will send the punt team on.
And that one is all on the receiver. Yazor went in motion from the running back spot and then just kind of ran a quick post. I mean, right in the middle of the field, and Higgins could not deliver it any better. Right on the hand, went in full stride, but number 15 couldn't hang on, and Southern will have to punt it away.
Kazicki is the punter as well. And going back deep, awaiting the kick, a very dangerous man, Joey Fields. High snap, fielded, no pressure. And this will bounce to the 25-yard line, take a good ram roll inside the 20, inside the 15, and go down to the 11-yard line where Tom Zerber North will have it first down and 10. Set the scene for you, 7:51 to go in the second quarter. Rams lead it on a 1-yard touchdown run from Rob Yazor, 7-0.
Point Borough over Central, 7-0. 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Lacey over Toms River East now 14-7. That one in the second quarter as well.
Mondon up 14-7 over Barnegat in the second.
Not too far from here. Just a couple miles.
First down and 10 now for the Mariners. Trailing by a touchdown. Three wide receiver set. Backs to either side for Scalfani. And on the carry here, it was Scalfani to keep it. Disguises it pretty well. Only gets a yard to bring up a second and 9.
I don't know if you guys remember, but Scalfani saw some action last year as a defensive back. Kind of like the fifth defensive back.
As just a freshman.
As just a freshman. I'll tell you a little bit about
His bloodline.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
Carrington and Fields in a slot receiver combo off to the right. Back to the left is Singleton. Two backs in the backfield. Here's the carry for Bass. Breaking into the open field. Gets to the 30, 35-yard line. Run out of bounds on the north sideline. At around the 38-yard line. Big gainer that time. 26-yard pickup for Bass. That's just 64 yards coming into the game tonight.
That's the explosiveness we've been looking for from this junior, who, as you said, has really not done much in the first 2 weeks. Only had 2 carries last week against Lacey, but he made the most of that one.
Scalfani will split this time. Carrington, the team's leading receiver, into the wide side, the offensive right. Split backfield with twins into the short side. It'll be Scalfani up the middle. There is a flag out that came pretty quick. It will be a hold likely on Tom's River North. 7:01 to go in the second quarter. And that run coming back, it was a small game.
Did Bass come from Manchester, Kevin?
You know, I don't know if it was, if Bass was the one. I know they got a transfer, and it was a quarterback last year. Yeah, would have been a quarterback this year.
Right, and I believe he's Joey Fields' cousin, correct?
I think you're right, Ed.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Here's the bloodlines, Matt. Carmen Scalfani is Coach Chip Labarca's nephew. His father is married to Chip's sister. His father, also Carmen Scalfani, was a place kicker at Toms River South and kicked an overtime field goal to give the Indians the 1983 South Jersey Group 3 Championship, 17-14 over Eastern Regional.
There's a test on that later on. Scalfani on the run this time off to the left. Love the history lesson every once in a while.
A game I was at.
I bet. And covered?
Yes. Not live, but I mean, was working that game for us.
I also saw that game, was not working it. I was a spectator.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite stories about that game. That was a great Toms River South team that was coached by Chip Labarca Sr.
Who is here tonight, of course.
Featured the likes of Danny McCarra, Sheldon Harvey, Ernie Williams, Dwayne King, I'll give you a good story, Matt. You'll get a kick out of this one.
6 minutes to play midway through the second quarter. Four out in the pattern here. Scalfani sails this one high and wide. Carrington had a crack at it but couldn't pull it down. It'll bring up a third and long.
Key moment in that game. Danny McCarris on a ball carry gets knocked out of bounds by the south bench. We're all, you know, in the jumble, probably around the 35-yard line. And, of course, what does a referee do sometimes when a ball carry gets knocked out of bounds and he wants to spot it? He carries a beanbag. At least they used to, like, a beanbag to mark where it went down. So the ref throws the beanbag, go gets the ball. Danny McCarris' brother kicks the beanbag up 3 yards. They get a first down, just made it.
By
about a half a yard.
Oh, that's good wise play.
In the crowd.
Third down here in long. It'll be Bass on the carry. Little draw play up the middle. Not going to have the first down, but a good gain. Still will leave Tom's River North after that holding penalty. About 7 yards shy. Oh, it'll be Bass on the carry. Little draw play up the middle. Not going to have the first down, but a good gain. Still will leave Tom's River North after that holding penalty. About 7 yards shy of the first down. They'll bring the punt team on here. The Mariners will with 5:40 and rolling. And Southern still leading this one 7-0.
Well, that penalty really stymied that drive. Looked like they had something going.
Hem going back deep along with Halliday. Will step into it about his own 30-yard line. Good snap. No pressure. And Wooler with a high spiraling kick. Hem will field it. He wants to return it. Cover drawn to turn the corner. Coming to the near side. Will make it to the Ram bench and will be driven out of bounds. At the 20-30-yard line, good coverage by Corrigan. Patrick Corrigan will make the tackle. And Southern will have an opportunity to build on a 7-0 advantage with 5:07 to go in the first half.
That's what he has. You know, sometimes Gould's kicks are so deep, he outkicks his coverage. You know, that's what kind of foot he has.
Who stopped a lot of time last week as a wide receiver. Here comes the Ram offense for back off. The Rams have pretty much two wide receivers in it. Colechia, and saw a lot of time last week as a wide receiver. Gets its first look here as the Rams have gotten pretty much two wide receiver set over the middle of this one. The entire first half until right now. Three wide set. The coverage was that in motion will be Gonzalez. Higgins wanting to throw. Goes over the middle. This one almost intercepted. It will fall incomplete on the coverage was Lenza. The intended target was that man. Colechia. First half.
That was very...
Set up a second and 10 with the clock stopped. 5:01 remaining here in the first half.
Even though he did dodge toward, but that was very interceptable by Colechia.
Good work.
Right into his gut that time, even though he did dodge toward, but could have had that one.
Higgins on a second and 10. Let's see if the Rams get the carry. Cash in the 25-yard mark. That's up. Maybe a missed opportunity from Thompson of our North. The white Higgins sending a man in motion. It's Gonzalez to get the carry. Tends to the 25-yard line. Stepped up by 22-9 first, and then a couple of other white shirts jump on the pile. Gain of about 4 to bring up a 3rd and 6. Now to the Ram 27-yard line, where it will be that 3rd and 6.
The Rachel now has gone almost 2.5 games.
Well, I honestly thought we'd have a few more points in this one, but Southern Regional now has gone almost 2.5 games and still has not given up a point.
It's 2.5 games, but not quite 10 quarters.
Right.
They didn't play the fourth against Real Township. The defense has been up to the pass so far this season. And Yazer in motion. Fourth and takes up a trip to the right. Higgins wanting to throw. Gazicki with a one-handed opportunity. It will fall incomplete, and the Mariners are forcing a punt situation here. We've got a lot of time left in this first half. Four away to go, and Tom's River North will get it back.
I noticed Jonathan Newnham, good pressure, hit Higgins as he let it go, and Higgins has got his left arm dangling at his side as he comes off to the sideline. Seems to be in a little bit of pain. One of the coaches is going to head right over and check him out.
Looking for Gazicki will turn back into punt formation. Carrington and Fields will back deep this time. They'll split the field at the hash marks.
Time to pull that
Mariners looking for a return, and it will be a fake. Gazicki will run off the right side. He's going to have the first down and more. Good timing to pull that out deep within your own end. Gutsy call from Chuck Donahue, but they must have seen something that indicated Gazicki will get it that easy. And with 4 minutes remaining, the offense coming back on.
Well, I'm going to let Ed find out, but I'm going to guess that was not a call, and Gazicki has the authority if he sees it to just take it. I'm guessing.
24-17, one of those. If you make that decision, you better make sure you get it.
That's absolutely right. Let your best player decide that.
Red Bank Catholic up to 24-7 on St. John Vianney. That's game in the second quarter. Break right back on.
I will give you the coaches to respond to your question.
You got a smile on your face. This must be a good one.
First down at 10 for Higgins. Right back on. Gonzalez in motion. Another double handoff. It'll be Yazor this time off the right side. Mariners were expecting it, and at the line of scrimmage, the tackle was made. Cangelosi among the men on the scene. PTRN.
Well, he did not answer the question, but he said, if you had a kid like that, what would you do? That means he had his own option. He's got the option anytime he wants it to do basically anytime he wants.
It's like a runner with a stolen base.
You got that right. He's got the green light.
Yep. Half yard loss on that last play. Second down here and a long 10. Coming down to 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Split wide receiver set. Two backs this time. Off to the left side of the formation for Higgins. Fakes to no one. Now in the flat. Gonzalez out of his range. Seemed to be a busted play for Southern. A couple of different times. Gazer and Gonzalez were basically on top of each other in the pattern. And we'll bring up here third and long.
Newham again on the blitz. And they're sending the linebackers putting some heat on Higgins. Really not getting a chance to set and throw.
Well, Kevin, the game plan that you gave Dan Duddy on last night on our show as Dan joined us at the Water Street Grill has paid off. They're up 21-7 on Barnegat.
That being Monsignor Donovan, yes. That's Barnegat, who's the favorite to win Class B South. The Griffins up early.
He's in the box. Update on Lacey and Tom Cerberese. This may be a bit of a surprise as well. After this third down and long, set up for Southern. Yazor in motion and coming back spots. He's in the box. Pass down the field, deflected past the line of scrimmage and taken down into the grass field. Set up fourth down and the punt team coming back on here with 307 remaining. That score, by the way, Lacey and Tom Cerberese tied at 14.
That is surprising. That's the second pass that I think Higgins has had deflected. Real estate. Higgins listed in the on the roster. If he's 6'2". I've got some real estate to sell you.
High snap to 20 is Kaczynski, who will punt this one away. Short punt, but takes another good ram bounce down inside the 20-yard line, right at the 20, is where it will be down, and it will be Mariner football with 2:54 to go in the first half, and Southern continuing to lead 7-0.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community bank inventor stretching the United States.
I used to be 5'10 when I played. That's the only way I'd be 5'10 that was if I wore a 3-inch lift.
Can't even put you on one of those stretching machines again.
They did that to me now. I think I'd break. It was pass on the carry. Mariner offense back on here. First and 10 on the 20-yard line. Scalfani will hand it off for three and through. It was pass on the carry. He'll take it over the 25 to about the 25 and a half. So an oppo. We'll call the second and a long four coming up here for the Red Times of North. Cass and LaMonica stay in the backfield here. No huddle to that last tackle by Manapo. Again, field in the slot to the right. That's a guy between he and Carrington. The Mariners need to get a bit more involved offensively. Bass again. This one again back up the middle. Down to a first down. Spotted on the Mariners' side of the 30-yard line. So this will be the old look at it and still say third down. Third and about half a football. First down. Many. Last tackle by Frank. Defensive tackle. He will keep it this time. Mariners looking for a rarity here. First down. They haven't had many in this first half. Not of 2 minutes to go. Stop for just a Scalfani will keep it this time off on the tackle. They'll have the first down out to about the 33-yard line where it will be first down. Clock will stop for just a second while Exchange moves. 147, and Times River North will use a timeout. 7-0 Southern. We will keep it here with 1:47 remaining in half number one.
I think, Ed, you probably agree with me. It's about that time with 147 left in the second quarter that, you know, three running plays to get you 10 yards is not going to get you in scoring position.
No, I think the Mariners will be up top right here on the next couple of downs here. Southern, you know, they're in a position here with 147. They'd like to get at least in field goal range to give Gula a shot at it. But Southern, of course, knows that, and they will have a few people in the secondary.
And, of course, they have really not gotten the ball to either Singleton, Trampton, or Fields in open space.
Yeah, I think they've Singleton had one pass thrown at him, which was way high over his head. Carrington has been a non-factor so far. Hey, let's face it. Tom's River North does not have the ball a whole lot in his third half. That's the key.
Carrington can come into tonight with 14 receptions for 150 yards and another two touchdowns.
Up the middle, Rumson is working a 6-6 tie with Holmdel to now go up top 20-6. That came first half in the second quarter. Here's another give. Guard line. Up the middle, Mariners very conservative here in the role late in the second remaining first half. Field back carry game two out to the 35-yard line where it will be second and eight. And that clock continuing to roll. We're at 90 seconds remaining here in Southern with a 7-0 advantage.
Not a whole lot of speed here. Moving things along.
Go down and almost like Chamba Labarca says, I'm going 7-0 here.
But waste down. Empty backfield. First down and long. Fumbles the snap. Has to go down and get it. Mariners will keep the football, but waste a down and bring up third down and long as they lost about a yard and a half.
Well, unlike last week when there were snaps all over the place, that one was right in the hands, and I think Stefani looking to run before he caught it. Like any other sport, you got to catch it first and then run.
Split back,
no
field.
No sense of urgency at all.
None at all. Third down and 10. Cameron, about a half minute remaining. Scalfan up in the shotgun. Will give it up the middle again. Fields on the carry.
I don't know if Southern wants to stop it. They do.
It's the last time out for the Rams. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say, they had pretty good field position. And granted, you don't want you don't want to turn the ball over, but you know, how about a safe pass? That pass in the flat, red screen, anything for a guy to make a play. Five straight running plays, really? You haven't scored anywhere yet. You know, as Ed said, possessions have almost been a rarity here. I generally try to get, you know, I don't like wasting opportunities. That drive started with over 2 minutes left. That's plenty of time. You have a very good kicker to at least legitimately try and get him in position to go for a field goal.
28 seconds remaining here in the first half. 7-0 to score in favor of Southern. The only points of the game so far. A one-yard touchdown run from Rob Yazor of the team with 44 seconds remaining in quarter number one.
I wouldn't be surprised here. Southern's going to get the ball back. If they went up top deep, Gesicki one time tried to hit a big play.
As well.
Why not?
Throw it downtown. Fourth and eight for Gula to have another opportunity to punt.
I also acknowledge it's great to be a second guesser up in the booth.
Yeah, only four first downs in the first half for Tom Jernor.
That seems like a lot of
that won't get the job done.
Hem the single man back the line. Rams bringing fresh. Yeah. High snap over the head of Gula. Able to get it. Tries to get one away and does. And set it off. Sail it into the sideline. Now with another bounce and be down. And then with great job by Gula, just able to get it and get it off. But the Rams now with an opportunity have it first and 10 with 14 seconds remaining from the Mariner 27-yard line.
Remember, we said that Silva, the starting center, injured last week. Kroger, they used an offensive lineman, moved to the center position. I don't know if he was snapping it there. But Southern Regional now, with the timeout that they used to stop the clock, will have time here to get some additional points on the board. 14 seconds left.
I think time for two plays. Maybe three. But they don't have any timeouts for Rams. Higgins gets that from the shotgun. Sends four out of the pattern. Goes over the middle. Catch is made by him. Down inside the 10-yard line.
Not enough possession. Incomplete, Matt.
Okay. All right. It looked like he had him down there.
Yeah, he dropped it. He did have it.
Maybe when he hit the ground, ball popped out. Not enough possession. They'll stop the clock. And maybe now Southern Downs their last play.
That's two drop passes here in the second quarter for the Rams.
Go down right
side. Higgins throws very well.
Out, 8 seconds remaining in the half.
I get Kosicki wide. Go down the right side. On it, just rolls up to him in the end zone.
See if he can out-jump Bromley. Got 10 inches on him. Hard pressure. Adam Cook Higgins waiting for the snap here from center. 8 seconds remaining. Looking with pumps. Now sacked in the backfield. With hard pressure from Adam Tatar. The nose man. And that will bring the first half to a close. Heavy pressure on the Mariners with finally a little show of emotion as both teams will head into their locker rooms. Southern leading at 7-0. As we have played on the first 7-24 minutes, we'll see if that can grab Chuck Donahue for just a second for a question as the Ram head coach will make his way into the field house.
Head coach, very methodical game plan tonight. I think executed perfectly.
I hope so. I mean, I think we probably left some points out there, but, you know, we're hanging in there. And, so far, I told you last night, we're tackling so far. We're tackling well. So, you know, we just got to keep up now. You know, it's going to be a tough second half.
We're holding this Mariner team, explosive team, to only four first downs in the first half. Defense playing great again.
Yeah, I mean, they're tough kids. We talked about it last night. They're tough kids. They play hard. And
coach. Chuck Donahue, the head coach of Southern Regional Rams, with a 7-0 advantage. We step out here and take a timeout and make a 2-minute break. We'll come back with some scores to the pass along to you as things continue to roll in our regular week halftime interview segment down on the field. All this after a 2-minute timeout with Southern leading 7-0. We are halftime of our open MRI of Wall game of the week on 105.7 The Rock.